My dear little friends, today I am reading book Snow Dog, Sand Dog. Authors are Linda Joy Singleton, illustration by Jess Golden. More than anything, Eli wanted a dog, but dogs made her ach. So Eli drew pictures of dogs, fancy dogs, scruffy dogs, wrinkly dogs, and curly dogs. But Eli could not draw the one she really wanted, a real dog of her own. When it snowed, Eli ran outside to play. Other kids were making snowmen. Eli made a snow dog. She gave him pebble eyes, a pine cone collar, and crooked icicle tail. The other kids laughed and said, "There is no such thing as snow dog." "Yes, there is," Eli said. But when Eli left, Snow Dog followed her home. He sat by the freezer instead of the fire. They slurp popsicle and play fetch with the snowball. They snapped in igloos, then made dog angels in the snow. But when the spring sun came, the snow melted, and so did Snow Dog. Eli started out the window watching puppies play and wished for snow. When spring blossomed, Eli went outside to play. Other kids were picking flowers for bouquets. Eli made a flower dog. She gave him seed pod eyes, a daisy chain collar, and a crook stick tail. The other kids laughed and said, "There is not such a thing as a flower dog." "Yes, there is," Eli said. And when Eli left, Flower Dog followed her home. He plopped on a planter instead of a rug. They chased butterflies and played fetch with the garden gnomes. They napped in a flower bed, then floated petals bought in a stream. But when summer sky blazed, flowers withered away. And so did Flower Dog. When it was time for summer vacation, Eli's parents took her to the beach. Eli waded in the ocean and watched a puppy chase a frisbee. She tossed sticks into the waves, then waited for them to return. Other kids built sand castle. Eli built a sand dog. She gave him sand dollars eyes, a seaweed collars, and a crooked driftwood tail. The other kids laughed and said, "There is no such a thing as a sand dog." "Yes, there is," Eli said. And when Eli left, Sand Dog followed her home. He curled up in the sandbox instead of her doggy bed. They chewed saltwater taffy and played fetch with the seashell. They snapped on a beach towels, then dug for treasure in the sandbox. But when fall winds gusted, dry sand drifted away, and so did Sand Dog. When autumn leaves piled higher than cars, Eli took her way outside. Other kids were jumping in a leaf hills. Eli made a leaf dog. She gave him acorn eyes, a cranberry collar, and a crooked twig tail. The other kids laughed, said, "There is no such a thing as a leaf dog." "Yes," days, Eli said. And when Eli left, Leaf Dog followed her home. He perched on a pumpkin instead of a pillow. They heated popcorn and played fetch with the straw brooms. They snapped with the scarecrow, then danced to the music of wind chimes. But when winter wind gusted, brittle leaves tumbled away, and so did Leaf Dog. Uh-oh. Eli went inside and took out her sketch pad. She drew a picture of Dog with the button eyes, flowery seaweed collars, and crooked stick tails. One day, Eli woke up and shivered with the cold. She looked out her window. The sky was winter white. Trees sparkled with the crystal ice and big snowflakes drifted to the ground. Laughing, Eli jumped out of bed. She put on her jacket, hat, and mittens. Then she raced outside to sled with the snow dog. In the spring, she floated petals with the flower dog. In the summer, she fetched seashell with sand dog. In the fall, she heated popcorn with the leaf dog. And none of her dogs made her ach. Hope you enjoy. The end. Ta-da! In the Jerusalem Forest by Deborah Bushy. Winter has gone. Spring has come. Everything blossoms and blooms in the sun. Hand in hand, under the blue sky, in the Jerusalem Forest, walk Emma and I. In the shade, I see a small pond. Emma, wait. I say, look. There in the water, the sky, and at my feet are cypress and pine. The forest is upside down. Even I see our reflections in the pond. We look the same, like two drops of rain. Now the wind blows. Shh. A leaf falls from above, floats down, and decorates my hair. But something has changed, a ripple in the water. Shh, where did the upside down forest go? Shh, goes the wind. Emma, I want to hug you. The clouds disappear. Everything blossoms and blooms in the sun. The world is wonderful. In the pond, we look exactly the same, like two drops of rain. Between the water and sky, Emma and I. The end. It's a winter rhyme, Five Little Snowmen. Five little snowmen on a winter day. The first one said, wake up so we can play. The second one said, let's stomp on the ground. The third one said, let's roll all around. The fourth one said, let's run and run and run. The fifth one said, I'm afraid, I feel the sun. Oh dear, cried the snowman, as they looked toward the sky. And the fifth melting snowman waved goodbye. The end.